This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome today to the Daily Devotional Special, and today we're looking at Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37 and from verse 1. And I'm calling this message Dry Bones to Flesh. Dry Bones to Flesh. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to the valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that were covering the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "O sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, 'Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as a complete skeleton. Then, as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again.' So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army." Beloved, think about it. Imagine you were standing there in looking into that valley and seeing thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dry bones scattered all over the place, not even formed into bodies, but they were just a pile of bones. And this word is spoken. Dry bones. Listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am God. I'm imagining right now that you're listening to this broadcast or this podcast, or you're listening to the repeat broadcast. But I'm imagining you've just turned on this radio station just to check it out. And I'm imagining that the words that I am speaking now are coming to life. I'm imagining right now that your life is being transformed because the Holy Spirit, I believe, right now, in Jesus' name, is breathing life into you. Perhaps you knew who Jesus was some time ago. I have no clue. All I know is at this moment in time, this message is for you because you are feeling dead in your spirituality. You are feeling dead with your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. You are feeling dead and desolate. And the Lord says to you today, I'm going to breathe life into you. I'm going to put flesh and muscles into you. Muscles you didn't even realize you had. Muscles to continue the work that I set out for you all those years ago. But you never heeded my voice. I believe the Lord is saying to you right now, be still and know that I am God. For I can do the impossible. I can do that which you couldn't even imagine. I believe there is someone listening to this broadcast right now that has been considering taking their life. I believe that you've been considering that you should no longer live because of the misery of your life, because of the state it's in, because you don't know whether to turn left or right. You believe everyone has left you and you are alone. That is what you believe. But I am telling you, oh Father, I'm telling you that the Lord doesn't want to breathe life into you, but that He is breathing life into you. Right now, as you are listening to these words, the Lord is breathing life into you. And not only is He breathing life into you, but He has commanded the four winds to bring breath to you too. And He is saying, you will live. And you will live because you are part of my army. And I'm not ready for you. So God is breathing His life and His breath into your life right now. Oh boy, this is so powerful. I was due to bring a message from Matthew, the 5th chapter, and we were due to continue our series on reviving conflict. But I just opened the Bible and it fell open to Ezekiel 37, and I knew the Lord was saying, I need you to bring a special message today on Worship Radio 247, and that is what I'm doing. You see, we all face problems in our lives, and we think that God can't handle it. We think that we're going to try and work it out for ourselves and see how we can make it work. But God would say to you, and He would say to me, why are you trying to imagine that which is possible when I can bring about that which is impossible? Something you haven't even seen. And something you haven't even considered. What I want you to do, says Almighty God, is bring your problems, bring your supplication to me, and let me work, and let me show you. For I will make the impossible possible. Why? Because I have such a love for you that you will never understand or comprehend. I am a God who can make dry bones come to life. I am a God who can stop the wind in a storm. I am a God who loves you like no other. I am a God that all I require of you is for you to turn your head toward me and to worship me in spirit and in truth. Verse 9, then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. And I say this in response to this scripture. The sovereign Lord says, come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. So important. So important to understand. So important to know that God Almighty loves you so much that 2,000 years ago, He would send His only Son to die on the cross at Calvary. And if that hadn't happened, I dread to think of the state of this world. It's bad. We know it's bad. But it could be so much worse. And I know this, that Jesus is coming back for His unified bride very, very soon. The birthing pains are happening now across the world. And soon, He will come back. And for that person who's listening, who is ready to take their own life, God is breathing dry bones and making you flesh. He's breathing into you now. And for you who had a relationship with Jesus and it's gone cold, He's doing the same. He's breathing His life into you, and He is saying, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is giving you that rest and breathing life into you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. And Lord, we give you the glory, for we know that you can make the impossible possible. And all we need to do is to trust and obey you and to love you and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen.
This is my prayer, an offering of love, rising to you, my Lord. All of my thoughts, my fears and anxious ways, I give to you. I know that trusting means letting go. Give me the courage to get out of the boat and walk upon the rolling sea as I look to you and away from me. So here I am in all my contradictions, afraid to live from the source of my convictions, all the plans I've made and the masks I've worn count for nothing before you. I'm just a beggar standing at at your door. In need of some love, in need of some warm love. Be my God, strengthen me. Let me lay my weary head against you now. This is my prayer, an offering of love.